أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
I'd like to talk about Ayah 21 only at the moment of Surah Al-Hashr, Surah number 59, where we see the incredible power of the Quran. To put it into perspective, let's first look at Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 143. And we have Prophet Musa coming and telling Allah, Rabbi arini anzur ilayk, show me yourself so I may look at you. Qala, Allah says, lan tarani, you cannot bear to see me. Walakin inzur ilal jabali, but look at that mountain. And then he says, falamma tajalla rabbahu lil jabali, and when his Rabb manifested a small amount of his glory to that mountain, ja'alahu dakkan wa kharra Musa sa'ika, the mountain crumbled and Musa fainted. Falamma afaka, when he came to, qala, he said, subhanaka tubtu ilayka wa ana awwalul mu'minin, I declare your perfection, I turn to you, and I am the first of the believers. Here in Surah Al-Hashr, Ayah 21 says, Allah says, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ جَبَلٍ, had we sent this mountain down on a mountain, لَرَعَيْتَهُ, you would see it, خَاشِيًا, you will see it soften, خُشُو, is when our muscles give way out of fear. And Allah says, خَاشِيًا, the mountain will become soft, مُتَصَدِّيًا, it will explode, مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ, from the awesomeness, the fear of Allah. And this is positive fear. And then وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, and we set forth this example to human beings so that they may reflect. So the Quran is that divine guidance, is that which touches the heart. So by extension, when the heart is exposed to the Quran, it must soften. And when it softens, just as mountains do, when rocks soften and break open, water gushes out. So there must be a flow of tears. There must be a sense of emotion when the Quran is read. So how do we ensure that the Quran moves our hearts, moves our soul, so that tears flow from our eyes? The first revival of the heart comes by caring for others, by serving humanity. You know, when the Prophet was asked, what is Islam in one sentence? He says, obedience to the Creator and serving His creation. This heart cannot be resuscitated through logic or cognitive manipulation or behavioral interventions. It needs kindness, kindness and kindness. The Prophet said, if you want to soften your heart, feed the poor, pat the head of the orphan. And then he said, if Allah intends good for a household, He lets gentleness enter their homes. Meet with people, associate with them. And these days when social media has taken over our lives, we tend to become learners and we don't even know how to engage with others. A few months ago, a young lady came up to me and said, I'd like to do some good. I'd like to visit people. So I said, okay. So set up a meeting with her to visit one of the senior citizens that I visit on a weekly basis. And she went to visit her. And when she left, Ma called me and she said, who did you send today? And I said, that's such an awesome young lady. She said, all she did was look at her phone and occasionally grunt when I asked her something. But that's all she did. She was tapping away at her phone. She smiled beautifully and she shared some biscuits with me. But that was about it. We've lost the art of sitting with someone, looking into the eyes, talking to them, and genuinely caring for them. That's a start of kindness. The next thing is to sit alone. Think about your sins and ask for forgiveness. Just a few minutes every day. Say astaghfirullah. It's phenomenal how that will soften our hearts. Then there is to sit alone and think about our blessings and thank Him. Alhamdulillah and shukralillah. Think about death, not in a morbid way, but in a way that tells me, this is the way that I'm going to go and what legacy do I leave?
And we have a gift that softens our heart all the time, and that is Hussein. Just the name of Hussein, and something melts inside. It's the perfect time to pick up the Quran and to ponder over its verses. Knock on the door of Allah. He will answer. Ad'uni astajib lakum. Call me, I will answer you. Tell him, I want to be able to understand this book. Please soften my heart so I can absorb the teachings of this book so I may reach my full potential. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq that we may be able to access the incredible power of the Quran and soften our hearts. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim.